I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday, July 10th, the Indianapolis Early Music Festival welcomes Chris Norman and David Greenberg for a concert titled Baroque Virtuosity and Celtic Thunder. Our guest is David Greenberg. David, Cape Breton fiddle tunes, Baroque and even modern takes, in trying to describe you, commentators leave music and go to baseball. They've actually called you a switch hitter.
A switch hitter. I don't know much about baseball. Since I've been in Canada this last decade and a half or two, hockey's been more my thing, so I'm not really sure about switch hitting, but I guess I'm a bit of an enigma for both sides of the fence there, because the classical or Baroque people find me a little strange playing all the fiddle tunes, and the fiddle guys think I'm a little bit strange for playing the Baroque stuff, so there you go.
Tell us a little bit about your partnership with Chris Norman.
Well, Chris and I have been performing and playing music together one way or another for a decade or so, and I just have so much love and respect for that man, both for his wonderful musicianship and for who he is as a person, and I'm just enjoying being able to play and make music and create music and with him more and more in the last few years.
Now, David, when you come to Indianapolis for the Indianapolis Early Music Festival, they're actually putting together kind of a super group. You'll be joined by Ron McFarlane playing lute, and then Mark Sudik playing both cittern and viol. So that's quite a quartet.
Yes, it is. I've been spending my last decade or so enjoying collaborating with all kinds of different wonderful musicians and groups instead of sort of being in one place and with one group the whole time. And this is just another wonderful step in that chain.
The title, Baroque Virtuosity and Celtic Thunder, sounds, tantalizing. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the pieces that you'll be offering the audience on Friday?
Well, it's all a bit of an experiment, a wonderful exploration of things that we've done in our past and things we're hoping to do in our future, sort of past meets the future and the present kind of a thing. For example, the two of us, Chris and I, have explored the possibility over the last couple of years of a duo consisting of two treble instruments only, which is a little unheard of because you usually need, you know, a bass or cello or something at the bottom end, at least percussion or something, to round things off. But Chris, of course, is a virtuoso on the flute, and I play the violin. And to that end, we've tried to figure out a way to make this work. Sometimes it's successful and sometimes not so successful, but the audience will be the arbiter of that, I guess. In this program, I'm going to introduce as well a kind of a folk instrument, an octave violin. So we'll have a bit of bass there. And, of course, with Ron and Mark, we've got lots of wonderful accompaniment. We'll be playing some 18th century crossover composers, as well as some fiddle tunes and some songs. It's not going to be sort of a, you know, play one thing, stop, play another thing. Often it'll be more of a wandering through different genres and ways of being.
We should mention, by the way, that David Greenberg and Chris Norman will be conducting a workshop on the 2 days, the evenings, before the concert on the 8th and 9th, and you can find out more about that from our website at wfiu.org. We've been talking with David Greenberg about the upcoming concert Baroque Virtuosity and Celtic Thunder, part of the Indianapolis Early Music Festival, Friday evening at 7 Words on Music, concert at 7:30 at their new location, the Bazille Opera Center at 40th and Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.